أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر فاتبعها ولا تتبع أهواء الذين لا يعلمون. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's boons and favors upon the Bani Israel. Allah granted them kitab, Allah granted them sovereignty in this of this world, the material aspect. Allah granted them prophethood, Allah gave them pure things to eat. But yet, despite the fact that knowledge had come down, clear proofs have come down, kitab had come down, they deferred in matters of their deen, and that created dissension amongst them. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here speaks to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah say, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we set you upon a sharia, that is a religious code of conduct, min al-amr, of the affair, of the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down to you. That when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shariat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was set out, chalked out by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself from the beginning to the end, from morning to evening. Every aspect of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chalked out by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sent down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاتَّبِعْهَا O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you follow it, you follow the sharia, you follow this way of life. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to follow the shariat, then how much more are you and I commanded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ And do not follow the desires of those who do not know. And here again, it was never possible, never conceivable that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have followed the way of life of the Yahud or the Nasara. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reinforces this, and this is a clear message to the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either we follow the rules of Allah, or we follow the ways of life of others, or we follow our own nafs and desires. And hence one aspect here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has clarified, we should not follow the way of life of those who do not know. إِنَّهُمْ لَيُّهُنُوا عَنْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا Certainly they will never avail you against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the slightest bit. That when you come to the courts of Allah, they will never ever be able to help you. They will never be able to assist you. Rather, they will never be available also to help you and to assist you. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ Certainly, the wrongdoers, the unjust, some of them are bosom friends to others. In other words, they will plot against you and they will help each other and they will become assistants to each other. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ But on the other hand, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will be the wali. It is Allah who will be the friend of the muttaqeen, of those who have the fear of Allah, those who have the consciousness of Allah. So no matter how much of friendship in this world the enemies of Allah may have, the enemies of Islam may have against each with each other, but Allah Rabbul Izzat will always remain the friend of the muttaqeen. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ لِلنَّاسِ Allah says that this Qur'an Kareem is a basair, it is a means of insight for mankind, in other words, those who follow this Qur'an. Together with it being an insight, وَهُدًا It is a means of hidayat from beginning to end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down hidayat in this Qur'an. وَرَحْمَة And it is a form of rahmah. It is a form of mercy. Every harf of the Qur'an Kareem, every letter of the Qur'an Kareem is a form of mercy from Allah. لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ But for who? For those who have yaqeen in Allah, for those who have yaqeen in this Qur'an, those who are convicted and they have embraced a strong faith, for them they will always find guidance in this kitab of Allah and they will always find the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this Qur'an. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَمْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ Kalladzina amanu wa amilus salihat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies a very, very important aspect that we will always find two groups of people. One group of people will be doing good and the other will be doing evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question to those people who have earned and practiced evil, would we make them like those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa amilu salihat and practice righteously? In other words, is it possible that people will be born in this world and after they are born, some will do good and some will do bad, and then everybody will leave this world and then nothing will happen thereafter? That is never ever possible. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this dunya and Allah created akhirat. Dunya for amal, akhirat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's retribution. Sawa'am mahyahum wa mamatuhum. Are they living and they dying all going to be the same? It is never possible that it will be the same. Sa'ama yahkumun. Evil is what they have judged. Evil is what they have claimed. That they say we only live once in this world and after that everything is over. No, it is never over. The beginning of Hisab and Kitab starts after this life. وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah Ta'ala says, and it is Allah Ta'ala that created the skies and the earth with the truth. وَلِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. One very unique reason why Allah Ta'ala created skies, Allah Ta'ala created this earth, Allah created this earthly life as a matter of fact. Why Allah Ta'ala did that? So that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reward each and every soul will be rewarded because of what he did. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be wronged. In other words, one reason of the creation of this world is to usher us through it and take us into akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.